Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware and Party Hospital. Here's Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton.
It's always nice to wake up on a Saturday morning with a big win. Along with head football coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show. Last night, non-conference game, game two of the 2020 season. And, Coach, we saw a lot of things last night. Obviously, a big week for you guys coming out of the big win last week against Tuscola. But, boy, what a way to win a football game, a game against a very quality opponent. An opponent that, you know, was in many polls still ranked in the top 10 coming out of last year, a really solid quarterback. But your guys, though down at one point in the game, were able to find a way to get back in it and then take that lead and the win to come back home last night. Really, really proud of the guys and proud of what you all were able to accomplish.
Great character builder. You know, that's that was one thing that I could probably harp on more than anything. I mean, to go through some, you know, the long road trip, you know, getting down there, having some success there early in the game, and then getting down right before halftime. Being able to make some adjustments, you know, Coach Rogers and that defensive staff and Coach Gibson, offensive staff, made some really good adjustments at halftime. And we're able to come back out and, you know, shut them down in the second half and get two scores. I thought was really, you know, really huge for us. But, you know, the one thing that I saw from the kids, especially at halftime as we were talking to them, you know, there wasn't any hanging their heads or any of those things. We certainly could have, you know, been frustrated and all of those things. But our kids rallied really good. And, again, it was a good character builder for both programs. You know, Coach Atkins and I have talked a couple of times since the game last night already, and just felt like probably both programs will be better because of last night's game.
You saw a solid athlete in terms of the quarterback, a kid that didn't play, I believe, all of last year. The year before, 3,000 yards is what I saw. I thought he was especially dangerous, but when you were able to get him flushed out, it seemed like it was able to create some things for us. A lot of balls came out for him sort of high. The pick that Devin made was certainly a momentum changer. But that kid is pretty solid, and I thought that they had a number of weapons out there, too.
I'm telling you, when we got there and got to actually see them, you know, because we didn't get game film because they didn't have one.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Atkins filmed some practice for us early in the week. That was one of the things that he and I had talked about. I said, just give us a look at your personnel just so we can see what your kids look like. But once we got there and got to see them warm up, you got to really see the athlete they had out wide. Really good skill players. You know, a couple of them coming off of the basketball team that had lost in the semifinals Tuesday of last week. And, I mean, they were the real deal. You know, played really well. But the quarterback certainly makes them go. He was great about extending plays. If you had a chance to see him play or watch him on the stream, got out of his hands really quick. I mean, he got the ball out quick. Didn't have a chance to get at it, you know, very much and you know, rush him and get a sack and those things. But just as good of a runner, I thought, as he was a passer. So certainly a big weapon for them. And very technique sound. You know, I always ask our linemen when we come back, how physical are they up front? And, you know, one of our linemen said, Coach, they were so sound in what they were doing. You know, very well coached, and I knew they would be. I had heard a lot of great things about Coach Atkins and his staff, and a lot of success those guys have had up there. But really good chess match all night long, and our kids just were able to gut it out there in the fourth quarter.
We'll take you back through a few, you know, moments and plays that I saw last night that I thought were, you know, certainly important. They were able to take a, you know, after we were able to you know, score, they were able to take a lead. It was 21-14. They were able to get the football again downfield. What we saw down there was I thought a tremendous stand to keep the football game from going to a two-score game going into halftime. That had to be the beginning of that change that we saw. There was a lot, I think, of evenness in that first half. You know, when we get back later into the game, obviously I started to think we were really able to wear them down. The time of possession really indicated that. But how big was that stop to keep them getting from two scores up?
You know, it was huge. You mentioned it, momentum. We started seeing them have their hands on our hips just a little bit, you know, going into the halftime and felt like we might be able to wear them down if we could just, you know, keep it close. Going in the fourth quarter, we just thought that was going to be an advantage for us, and you know, really came out and we, you know, reasserted ourselves good there in the second half. We didn't score off that after the opening drive, but you know, we did some really good things. Drove the ball down, didn't get the points that we wanted. You know, and there's still some things that we got to do better at. Obviously, a little disappointed in our kicking game last night and our special teams, and you know, had some situations there we've got to be able to get points on the board when we have those opportunities. And wasn't necessarily Luke's fault as well as a kicking fault, but we just, you know, you just got to have so many pieces working on the same page, and unfortunately we didn't get the points out of it. Also missed a fourth down when we got down there inside the 20 as well, and you know, we've got to be able to convert when we get down there. But again, had long drives, and we knew it was going to be important to keep the ball away from them, you know, limit their opportunities as well. So you know, we did accomplish that on that first drive and ended up getting them to punt out of there, but you know, or missing the field goal, and they ended up coming back out of there. But the defense, you know, did a really good job. You know, they continued to fight all night long, especially on the last drive. Mm-hmm. I mean, to, you know, to let them get down there and continue to fight. And they had to use a few timeouts right there on that last drive that really hurt them. And, you know, they had a running play up in there that ate some clock up, too. And then Devin made a great play down in the end zone as they tossed one up to number one. Let me tell you something. That's your heart's kind of just sinking when you watch that ball go up to number one, because you know what kind of athlete he is. And Devin made a great play on the ball. Logan was coming over the top, and Devin was smart, knocked the ball down. Didn't try to catch it, you know, didn't try to do anything like that, just knocked the ball down, and, you know, we were able to win the ball game.
I want to go back a little bit to the first half and going into the locker room. Obviously, you know, down seven, it could have been a two-score game. We did a great job, I think, holding them out. But down seven, we always talk about adjustments. What kinds of things were you able to identify that really paid off in the second half?
You know, for the defensive guys, Coach Rogers and them sat down and they made some adjustments on what we were doing in personnel, changing some things up a little bit, trying to confuse them a little bit coverage-wise, but also trying to get our guys rolled in there. I mean, we were, you know, because of what they were doing was really stressing our defense, especially in that back end. We just couldn't get that pressure on them up front. So made some adjustments there on some schematical things, and then, you know, been able to do some personnel things. And offensively, we were just missing one or two blocks here or there, just been able to finish those things. And, you know, Coach Gibson and that side of the bunch did a really good job making that adjustment with those guys, talking to them. We changed a couple of plays on how we wanted to do some things. And, you know, we missed a couple of opportunities. We took a couple of shots downfield. I thought Kane threw the ball much better last night. I also had the touchdown pass to Ian Rogers, who I thought Ian had a great game last night. Man, that kid played really well, ran the ball hard. You know, we missed the one pass there late in the game that I thought might have been a game changer for us, but they missed one too, you know, early on. So it kind of was a wash there. I know we both had a fumble or two that we gave up, and so did they. But it was just kind of back and forth. Really good teams, really good coaching staffs getting after each other, and, you know, glad to come away with a win.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brent Chappell Show on WPTL. Do you hear that static?
I went off on this one.
That painting project that you've been putting off. Hometown Hardware carries PPG paints, the highest quality paint with superior coverage, adhesion, and durability. Choose PPG paint for your next painting project with a variety of quality paints, wood stains, and much more. Looking for that special color? Hometown Hardware matches any color for both interior and exterior paint. For all your painting needs, Hometown Hardware has you covered. Go paint it with PPG.
So, Coach, obviously coming out of the locker room after halftime, going into that second half, there were so many important plays there. Again, we talked about, I think, last night a lot, being able to wear them down. The time of possession, if I remember, in the first half was relatively even. I don't think that time of possession was even in the second half. It felt like that, you know, we had the football, and as the evening wore on, we started seeing our backs really gash. You mentioned Ian. I thought he played super well, and what you guys were doing with him out of that that wing slot. Hey, listen, Levi Cagle, last week injured. He goes out there last night and leads the team in yards out of the backfield. Of course, Kane has been dangerous, too. Probably a testament to what you were doing up front some as well, but we really, really worked on him, and I think that that's maybe, if you're going to pick a factor, that's a huge one in terms of getting that win.
Yeah, and you mentioned you had Levi back from the injury from last week. You had Hunter Brown back. It got dinged up a little bit in practice earlier this week, and both of those kids played last night. You know, Kane continues to be solid for us, and I mentioned it earlier, you know, I thought he threw the ball much better last night.
Yeah.
You know, that's certainly something that we're working on. We know we've got to be able to continue to get better at. But the blocking up front, I mean, that starts everything for us. A lot of pride up front in those guys, you know, wanting those backs to run behind them, you know, those type things. And that's what you're looking for, especially in good senior leadership up front as well with Nealon and, you know, Caleb Bradford and Hunter Hodge, those seniors that are up there, and got our juniors mixed in there with them, Dylan McClellan and Colton Clark and Seth Parrott and Bailey Stockton. Thought those guys just did a really good job, you know, for us. Shot ourselves in the foot a couple of times. You know, we talked about that earlier. You know, got to be able to convert when we get on fourth downs down inside that 20-yard line and, you know, not give that up. That's got to be a sense of pride for us as well, and being able to finish those things off. But, you know, again, you got to tip your hat, too. I mean, a really good football team, well coached. They did some things defensively that, you know, gave us some problems. We made some adjustments, and kids were just able to come out and execute better in the second half.
A couple of specific things I wanted to ask about and try to get an understanding of. We saw a grounding call that when we saw the flag last night, Jonathan and I were you know, making the call. When we saw the call last night, we thought that's got to be a roughing call. It became a grounding call. Now, Kane had been flushed out all the way out of, you know, the box there and way beyond the hash marks, close to the sideline, with just maybe 2 or 3 feet away from the sideline. The ball, I thought, was thrown certainly in the vicinity of the receiver. And when you think about that and you compare it to what you see on Saturdays and Sundays, quarterbacks throwing in 18 rows up and not getting grounded calls, that was sort of frustrating. What were your thoughts on that play?
Didn't realize it until I got a chance to look at the film. Devin was closer than I thought he was, you know, when Kane threw it in that area. You know, they had a grounding call happen against them, too, that was on the same sideline. So you almost felt like it was kind of a wash in what the official was looking at. You know, we had some calls that I thought it was a pretty good crew of officials, really good guys to talk to at the beginning of the game. You know, were very vocal with us during the game and helping us out and making sure we knew the numbers of penalties and things like that. But I thought it was, you know, some give and take. I thought they probably missed a call or two on some holding that we may have done. And the same on the opposite side. I thought our DBs got held a few times on some of those long plays or got, you know, maybe blocked in the back. But at the end of the day, the kids have got to be able to rise up and make those plays. And, you know, I thought they did. I thought our special teams did a really good job last night. You know, I mentioned that the field goal and extra point, we had some mishaps there. But we had a two-point conversion that was huge for us to get us back to 7-point game. We had a blocked field goal that I thought we might be able to scoop and score. That was huge. Kane got the block and Devin scooped it up. And then Caden had a punt that went inside the 10-yard line that we pinned them down there
right.
at the one.
Right.
And had we not got a penalty right there against them, we had the running back sacked in the end zone for safety, or tackled in the end zone for safety. So, you know, I thought our special teams played better last night as well.
How was the track? How was the surface?
Really good. I was really surprised they had a couple of good days of weather this week and it dried out. I was expecting the field to be ripped up pretty good. I knew they had been having to play some soccer and stuff on it, but the field was in really good shape. I mean, it was not a factor at all other than just the Bermuda.
I thought it might have been on the missed PAT.
No, it was not. You know, snap was a little bit off. We didn't get to hold down like we needed to. It kind of messed the timing up on Luke as well. And, you know, there's some little things we got to do better there. And the blocking up front, we were okay, but we could have been much more solid on it. You know, we had some people leak through. But, you know, again, we just things we got to rep more and get better at.
I saw another one I wanted to ask you about specifically. we saw a PI call in the end zone. I did not see a push. What were your thoughts?
Again, had a chance to look at the film. It was clean. Devin never touched the kid as they went up. Logan, again, was coming in from behind. The official that threw it was down on the goalpost side. I thought he had a pretty good view of it, but Devin never touched him. I thought it was a questionable call. But again, I mean, those things are going to happen. I mean, you got to be able to rally from those things. I thought our defense did a good job. It didn't give up the first down. It was still a fourth down. It just shortened it up. It could have ended the drive right there. But again, those things happen, and you just got to play through them. And again, I think that's the things that I look at as our team. We didn't hang our head. We didn't lose any of the momentum that we had in the drive that we were. The positive stuff that we were doing, teams that don't have good leadership, it can. I mean, those plays like that, especially with them getting the score off of it, can be devastating. You lose that momentum and you just don't have it going into halftime and, all of those things. So, again, just thought it was a good character builder for us last night.
You mentioned this. Obviously, we missed the PAT to make it a one-point disadvantage. We're able to score late. We're able to get the two-point conversion. Did that have – and again, I know that potentially is a factor. I certainly think that Mount Airy having to burn two timeouts in the third, leaving them with only one left in that final drive, how much did those things impact what we think Mount Airy tried to do on that last drive?
I think it impacted a lot. The only surprise that I saw was the one-run play. Because they lost some time on.
And that was on third and long.
And it was on third and long, and they couldn't clock it. They couldn't get up there and clock it real quick, so they just had to get set and throw one up. But they did a good job earlier in the game. There was a couple of times that when they got a first down, they were rushing back up to the line of scrimmage right. And getting a playoff and got a couple of big plays on us just getting lined up so quick. So to get that run play in and to jump right back up and get in formation and get the playoff, probably not as surprising there, but the timeout situation certainly hurt them. I had kept asking the official how many they had left, how many we had left. We considered using 1-2, just making sure we were regrouped and everything. But, Coach Rogers felt good about what he had called, so we just rolled with it. And, again, just great play on both sides of the ball. And hats off to their kids, too. I mean, their kids battled all the way through. They had some adversity, too, they had to get over. And they didn't have no give up in them either.
Yeah, absolutely. How about the kids on the way home? Sure, it was that's a long trip, but I'm sure it was probably a pretty easy trip after the fielding, after, this big win. But, and we worried about that, too, I think, a little bit, just getting down there. Obviously, we did everything that we could possibly do to make it as comfortable as possible, but how were the kids on the way home?
It was good. They were tired.
Yeah.
They were sore and beat up a little bit, but it was nice to be able to sit back and enjoy a hard-fought win. I was certainly concerned as we went to come out of halftime of how it was going to be coming home. But yeah. The trip down was really good. Oak Grove Baptist Church packed lunches for us. Pastor Jeff King came in and did the devotion and got that all set up and ate at a rest area down in just north of Statesville.
Yeah.
Had the charter buses, so we traveled well.
Yeah.
Kids were relaxed, got up there, got there in plenty of time. Went through our normal routine. A little bit windy and cold early.
Yeah, yeah.
Going through warm-ups, and then the wind kind of died down and ended up being a really good night, for football. So, again, neat little place to go. Got a lot of tradition, won a state championship there. Coach Atkins and his staff, like I said, just those guys did an outstanding job last night. Going back and forth against another good coaching staff and making adjustments. And, I mean, they were doing stuff on the fly, too, and that's a good football team.
Could we see them again in the future, do you think, in terms of the schedule?
We talked about that, yeah. Coach Atkins and I did. And I said, I don't know if we'll ever cross paths again, but certainly I have come away with a lot of respect for the Granite Bears.
Yeah, absolutely. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
Because there are still more smells and trails to explore, Party specializes in orthopedics. We offer arthroscopy, traditional and minimally invasive surgery, joint replacement, spine care, including robotics and injections, sports medicine, therapies, including physical, occupational, and aquatic, as well as physiatry and rehabilitation. Don't let injury or pain keep you from enjoying the outdoors. Locations in Arden, Asheville, Brevard, Hendersonville, and Waynesville. Find out more at partyhospital.org/orthopedics.
Spoken about how important it is with a 7-game schedule to get hot and stay hot quickly. How important do you think this one is going into conference play now, next week? You know, obviously we've talked about, you know, the playoff bracket being different than it's been, being a little tighter than it's been in the past, and, you know, the best way to guarantee a spot in the playoffs is to win your conference. How important is this one in terms of momentum for us now going into conference play?
I think it's really big. You know, obviously, and people may not realize this, the week after the Tuscola game is one of the hardest weeks to get your kids back up to play. And, you know, we've not been a part of losing that game, you know, in the 8-year streak. But everybody's telling you how good the game you had. Everybody's patting you on the back, how great you are. And certainly, you know, not taking anything away from our kids, but that can go against you too as you get ready for your next opponent. So, you know, that was something that we really kind of kept an eye on as we went through practice last week. I thought we had a good week of practice, but that's a tough week for our kids to rebound and be able to come back up with that same intensity and those things. You mentioned how important it was. I think the fact that it was a close, tight ball game and our kids found a way to get the job done, I think will bode well for us moving forward. The momentum is obviously huge. You know, we're 2-0 right now. I wished it had a stronger bearing on the playoff situation, but it doesn't. I mean, we know that going in that the conference record is what's going to, you know, be able to get you into the playoffs or keep you out of the playoffs, whichever way you look at it. But 2-0 feels really good. I can't believe we're still sitting here talking about playing football in March. From the, you know, the extended forecast that we've seen, looks like we're going to have some really good weather next week, possibly up in the 60s, and so should be a good week of practice, you know, as we prep to get ready for that first conference game.
Obviously, JVs were off this week. They'll get back going again next week, but the middle schools were in action too. They had a good week.
They did. Middle schools had 2 wins, both Bethel and Canton, so it's good to see those guys, you know, get a win this week. Certainly watching those young kids on the YouTube stuff. When we get a chance to, and, you know, a couple of the coaches, Coach Francis' son Luca, he plays there at Canton, so I know he got to enjoy going to see him play on Thursday night, which was a rarity. So, you know, we're always trying to keep an eye on those younger kids we've got coming, and just want to tell them congratulations and our coaches on their wins this week, and hope they'll be able to get another one this coming week.
So looking ahead to Smoky Mountain, obviously they had that team last year that was, you know, heavy with those seniors, lost several of those, but they're going to still have some weapons, and it looks like just watching game scores the last couple of weeks, and particularly last night, you know, we saw last year Franklin way down. They've probably gotten better. Obviously, Smoky Mountain's had some, you know, changes in terms of personnel with all the seniors that they've lost. Got a chance just to see some scores from Hendersonville and East Lake. Hendersonville lost last night, but any sort of grasp as to, you know, what the conference sort of looks like for us at this point?
You know, you can sit there and look at the games. I think us and Brevard were the only ones that got wins last night. And then that's another thing. We'll talk about that in just a second, about being able to pick up that game. But, you know, the thing about our conference, even though there's only 6 of us, there's a lot of parity. You know, when you look at teams, I think we were picked to be up front in the conference. You know, there's you look at things like that and you kind of take it with a grain of salt. Again, we feel like we've got some good leadership. We had some good juniors coming back that are seniors for us this year. But, I mean, you have to play every night now. I mean, it's, you know, again, we're 2-0 and certainly excited about it, but there's no room for error as you go through the conference. You can't have a bad night because you'll get beat, and that'll keep you out of the playoffs. So those things are going to be important as we get ready for this week and stress it to our kids as well. And, you know, we got to travel and go up there. You know, they got Dustin Stevens, who was a returning player of the year in the conference. Really, you know, really exciting running back to watch for those guys. They put him out and get the ball to him in a lot of ways. We'll have to be really sound on defense. And offensively, we just got to keep doing what we do.
As a testament that COVID is not over, as you just alluded, Avery County, unable to play. They had, I think it was South Iredale. They have to back out of their game now. South Iredale's got an open spot. Brevard already had an open spot. Somehow they got together. That must have all happened within a 24, 48-hour period of time. And so Brevard was able to get that second game in the non-conference.
You know, we're still, and you would think because you haven't seen as much of it reported and all of those things, but it's still out there. I mean,
absolutely.
We set the schedule with Mount Airy back in late fall, and I'm telling you, it was a struggle to find a game. We looked everywhere. Mm-hmm. Coach Pritchett at Brevard and myself shared some conversations. We even considered playing twice. That was something we didn't really want to do, neither one of us, but you know, we kind of kept that in our back pocket in case it came down to it. We were able to get one. They weren't. You know, Avery had the situation with the quarantine this week. North Iredale opened up, and Coach Pritchett and Mick Galloway, their AD, got together with them and got the game scheduled. I looked down east. I think Jack Britt High School, which is a really good 4A, they lost their rival game this week. Same type situation. So still going around. You know, we've got to be mindful of that. We're really harping on our kids to make sure they're wearing their masks in and out of the field house and all of those little things. But, you know, it's important that you're still keeping up with all of that stuff. We certainly don't want it to come down to that, a deciding factor to keep us from being successful in the conference play.
Health-wise, how did we come out last night?
Had one injury with Drew Timms, got hurt on a special team play. We'll get him reevaluated. We come in on Monday and didn't finish up the game. Had to make a few adjustments and get some kids in there. Had some kids come in and really do a nice job for us. Braden Schuler came in. July Ferguson came in and helped us out a little bit. Evan Easton, you know, to shore up some of those special teams that Drew had went out on. But, you know, we'll have to be very sound in all three phases of our game from here out. I mean, it won't be just this week. I mean, this is something we're going to have to do for the next 5 weeks and see where everything shakes out April the 9th.
It was really good, too. Again, you mentioned July. I mean, he took that huge hit 2 weeks ago to be able to have him back out there. Obviously, we mentioned Levi, too. I don't know that I ever got the understanding exactly what, you know, the situation was with July, but it was good to see him back out there.
It was. You know, lower – it was actually – I thought it was a more higher hit last week in a Tuscola game. Actually got him down in the abdomen. You know, it was a penalty on the other guy, but I thought it was a little bit higher. July's still a little bit sore, but you know, he practiced this week, felt good, and he was good for us last night on special teams
as
well.
These kids certainly understand that they don't get a whole lot of time to, you know, to stay out. If you can go, you certainly want to.
Yeah, well,
to go.
Man, you don't want to, especially when you're a senior. You know, I mentioned the ones coming in for Drew. Ian Rogers came in last night and got on kickoff team for us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you get these kids, especially like I mentioned, that are seniors, you don't want to keep a game away from them. You know, Hunter and Levi, and we had kind of kept an eye on all week, just checking on those guys. And we made game time decisions with both of them, and you know, you're not going to sit there and look a senior in the eye and say no, we're just going to hold you. You've only got so many you know left, so we're going to give them that opportunity. They got to be able to play at a high level, and you know, if we've got to spell them a little bit and rest them and get them out, we'll do that, or whatever's necessary to keep them being successful.
So we're at 2-0. We'll go to Smoky Mountain next week. That airtime here on WPTL will be 6 o'clock with the Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock on the game call. Again, we'll be right back here next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.